Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I will have the last laugh, and I will get all I want. He showed his ass.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Steiny and Guru, here's Bonte and Shasky.
I love this. My guy Big X the Plug. I'm feeling good. It's 1 o'clock. We're in the air. We get to sleep in. This is fun. We're all jacked up this week. Shasky and I working from 10 to 2 this week. 1 week only. Guru and Steiny in the green room. Steiny doesn't look too happy. Guru's like, man, I don't know. But he's excited for the crossover.
It's bothering me.
Oh, it is bothering him. What about this Lowry marketed deal? We're going to get all the calls. We'll get to the Niners. We got plenty. This is a great slot. We got all kind of content, breaking news, everything, Shasky.
Who's the greatest talent evaluator of all time in any sport?
Ooh, Bill Walsh. Line one.
Okay.
Bill Belichick, line two. Cashman's pretty damn good.
Jerry West
is damn good.
Pat Riley.
Red Auerbach.
Don't all of them have misses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? They got hits. Yeah. They got misses too, right? So we might have missed on Trey Lance.
Oh, I don't care.
All right? We might have missed on Trey Lance. But you know what? We've hit on other ones. I said after one practice, Spencer Burford as a rookie is going to start this year. And I ended up being right. One quarter, Dallas Cowboys, Niners, preseason game. Boy, this Dre Greenlaw.
You did like him. You did like him. Did like him. Did like him.
Bonte saw Kuminga throw down one dunk in summer league and said, it's my new favorite player. guarding Yurtsevin.
Yurtsevin. He took an elbow for Yurtsevin right in front of us.
What? We're not pronouncing it?
I don't know who that is.
No, he's from Miami
from
Heat. Miami Heat.
He's like 7'6".
Pardon me. My boy Henderson at Rushman on Fox right now. Listen, Yurtsevin. Yurtsevin.
That was on purpose, right?
Yeah, what? Of course it was.
Oh, no, of course it was. Not.
Yes, it was on purpose.
Absolutely was not.
Give him that last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got with the Orioles last year. Audi Rushman, who we're going to see in the home run derby.
Speaking of Baltimore.
It was on purpose. It's a joke because we got the drop.
My cousin's kid's going to be on the 18U USA baseball team, Joey Lorenzini.
Yeah.
And the other Jackson brothers on that team.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah. What was I going to say? Yurtsevin.
You were going to mispronounce someone else's name?
He elbowed Kuminga so hard in the ribs, and Kuminga didn't even flinch. And then I go up the stairs, I see Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors. Warriors Vox on Twitter. I go, Tim, what do you think of JK? He goes, you know, Bonte, I can't do his accent, but just bear with me here. You know, Bonte, this guy could be Ron Artest. I'm sold.
And Tim, if you're listening, that was Bonte doing an impression of you.
Listen,
poorly,
listen.
Not
we
Shasky.
All have hits. We all have misses. We all have hits. But you know what? Unlike other people in this country, especially on Sports Talk Radio. I don't know where my miss is.
We wear
it. Make fun of myself. You know what? Before
the
we get to Tony Oakland.
Know the zone is
hell no.
You
have the Trey Lance video.
I'm a man to man guy. I don't
Do you have the Trey Lance video, Spadoni? Give me the Trey Lance video. Because you know what? I'll wear it because the voice of the 49ers even said, what I saw on Saturday was the greatest story practice I've ever attended in my life. So, don't give me the stuff that, and there was a lot more people on the Trey Lance bandwagon, and then they jumped off. Because they were scared to hold their, you know, you can't be scared to have a take. It's just a sports take. It's not serious. It's not life or death. It's just sports. Who cares at the end of the day? How many guys, do you tally how many times you're right or wrong? No, I don't.
My wife does.
Well, that's a different story.
That's what, you know, that's what she does. You're wrong all the time. And I'm like, you're right.
I don't know, Joe.
Even when I admit I'm wrong, I'm still wrong.
There's an old drop at the old station. I'm wrong all the time. I'm okay. I'm okay with that. But I got some hits. I got some hits, baby. I do have some hits. Anyway, I want to get in the zone right now.
Uh-oh.
Tony in Oakland, an afternoon special. What's up, Tony?
I love the new time. I hope you guys get to stay on it.
You know what? May have to, our new contract's here. May have to do some negotiating here, Tony. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay, well, you know how to get done. Okay, so this is how everyone can get more hits. You don't really, as I've said before, have to worry so much about these young guys that you're picking. What you have to be able to do is to get the motivator that can give them the momentum, like a Green, like a Luka, like a Jordan. There's very few coaches, but there are some coaches, and you know which ones have that. And what these people are is they have sphere, they are a sphere of influence. And the way this works is one is that sphere of influence overlaps. So when Green, if he can get his stuff going, he's got to get back on, start praying or whatever he does. He's got, because he's a motivator. These people are rare. They're like, it's like the guy, you know, and they get the young guys going, like in the Alcaraz box. I don't know. When you go to the Open, like you're going to, Bonte, you've got to look at the, bring your binoculars and study the Alcaraz box.
Oh, yeah.
Not Juan Carlos, the guy next to him, the small, older guy.
Yeah.
Alcaraz would not be, this guy is a sphere overlapper.
Tony, real quick. He does give him that motivation. It's like he's single-handedly putting Alcaraz in that zone with just a look.
Yes,
just
good.
Eye contact. Just the eye contact. No, I was watching Wimbledon, and Alcaraz would look up, and his serve was struggling a little bit there late in the third set, and he'd just look at his manager, and his guy.
It was like, if all these boxes
Tony, it was zen-like. It was unbelievable. It was like Phil Jackson telling his team to meditate. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, Bonte, this is fabulous. You know, hardly anyone can feel this. But Alcaraz was folding like a cheap suit in that last game. It would have been, you know, he would have lost. But that guy is giving it to him. I've never seen anything like it. And you're a rare breed. See, that's why you're moving up in this area. Because so few people, so, you know, like a Luka or a Jordan or a good coach, right?
Yep.
And what this is pattern recognition.
All
okay, because you told us, Bonte, you told us how you used to be out on the street dealing and stuff. Okay, you gotta have a good, or you'd be dead. Forget that.
I say a lot of things, Tony. I say a lot of things.
Well, I was going with you because you do have, you could do it if you want, okay? So you didn't do it. But what this is pattern recognition. What that is you get, there's so few people like Luka. I'm really into him, you know, because this, and Green used to do it with his team. And they become it, and the other people who are, they're like,
Tony, what are you saying?
Tony.
I'm very confused. What are you getting at?
Easy, Bonte. Let me just say it in case there's other people listening. Bonte will explain it to you later. But what these people do is they give it to the others, and you got the second tier people, perceivers, and they take it off of Green or Luka, and they become it. That's why There's too few of these people running around.
You're right.
You can think of an eight, right?
Tony, you're so right about being in the zone. So basically, these youngsters, they need to get in the zone, and they need leadership. They need the Draymond Greens and the Steph Currys to motivate these guys.
Saying, get rid of Clay. Keep Green, because Clay will be upped by Luke. It's only if Green gets going. Now, look, to give you the zone, that girl, Krejcikova, who gets in, this is what she said. She was down 4-love to Rybinica, and she said, I didn't, and then I got my momentum. And she said, this is her exact word. She said, I started to be like in a zone, and I didn't want to leave the zone.
Oh, wow.
This is so rare.
This is fascinating
stuff.
That's
what that girl said.
Hey, Tony.
So she knows this.
Tony, we got a lot of calls here, Tony. Tony, we got to move on, but hey, I want you to get back in the zone with us maybe Wednesday or Thursday, because she's right. She's in the zone. Tony gets it. Tony gets it out there in Oakland. Now, it takes a while to get through the bushes and through the maze, and you got to get out the cornfields, and you got to, you know, sometimes it takes a while to land a plane.
He doesn't have the balls.
But once that plane is landed, we all feel good. We all feel good. It's all about focus, is what she's saying. Focus, focus, focus. Zone, zone, zone.
You ever have your computer, hit the, swirly thing? You know, where
the spinning wheel of death.
Where it's like buffering.
Yes, the spinning wheel of death.
That's my brain every time she tries to explain something to me.
It's like she said on the call. I'll explain to you later on what she was trying to break down. She kind of like lightweight checked you, though. I didn't like that. She asked you, don't you worry. Bonte will explain to you later. Let me handle my business.
Around 7:30, you're going to get a call from Bonte. He's going to go deep depths of what Tony and Oakland meant.
And then all of a sudden, I'm going to hit him with a, Bonte did have a point.
Loco Moco on YouTube. Get Shasky the Cliff Notes.
Oh, my God.
By the way, YouTube's back up. Went down for a second, so a lot of people missed that call.
They had us in the first half.
No, Tony's call was just so amazing. I crashed YouTube for a second. Now we're back up.
The Matrix is back.
It may be the call of the week. Maybe the call
four
of the week.
4.5 minutes long. It's great.
Maybe the call
was
of the week.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. We've had like four call of the weeks this show. It's been a pretty lit show from our callers.
Emphasis on lit.
Well, I'm just not going to go there right now. Let's go to Ray in San Francisco.
I heard Willard. I said, oh my God.
Stop. You can get us in trouble with the man.
It's not if like, it's. He already thinks I hate him. I shouldn't even be saying that. I don't know why he thinks I hate him. I don't. I just don't agree with all of his opinions. Ray in San Francisco, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Ray Love?
Hey, we gotta get rid of JK. We gotta trade Pod. We gotta bring in Markkanen and Collins, and we gotta send out Wiggins. And I don't know what everybody is tripping on.
So wait,
Kuminga has no basketball instinct, and he's a crybaby. What are we doing, guys?
So you're trading Kuminga, Pods, Wiggins, and picks.
I didn't say picks. I mean, I think I don't know what the
picks. Oh, it sounded like he was going to the bathroom.
I did the flushing. So they were reading this read in the morning, right? I was listening to Willard and Dibs. And I was like, we're not going to be as hard. I know this is not our style to be flushing, guys. You never know what's happening on the roast, man. Anything can happen. By the way, the call is just not good, Ray Love. You need to contact Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain at flowingwater.net. Let's go to SF Bay Drummer. SF Bay Drummer, then we get to Cam and Antioch. And I want to pivot to the Niners, Shasky. SF Bay Drummer, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Bonte? What's up, Shasky?
What's up, man?
I'm doing okay.
What's going on, man?
Doing better after the hurricane last week. It was all crazy.
Oh, yeah. Blessings. Cool. Prayers.
I appreciate it. But mainly, I want to keep Markkanen where he's at. I really feel that if the Warriors can just get some kind of center from somewhere, because we always been saying last year, if Draymond wasn't suspended, we'll be a fourth or a fifth seed or a sixth seed. I think the Warriors, as is, can be a sixth seed right now, and if we get a center, I think they can go as high as a fifth or a fourth, and then we just go to the playoffs and see from there. So I'd rather the Warriors do that. I'm really not all in on Markkanen like that.
I'm with you. I think Shasky and I are both in agreement here. All that for Lowry Markkanen, I mean, granted, a lot of us out here in the Bay Area haven't even seen him play, really, other than the twice a season, a couple times against the Warriors when he was with the Bulls and Cap. Really haven't seen him play.
No.
Is he that big of a difference maker? If I'm giving this haul away, I better be getting Giannis back.
Well, he's turned into Giannis in the 4 months since the season ended because yes. He's the biggest fish to get, and I feel like we've elevated what he's a really good player.
He's the 2024 Bradley Beal for us out here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Let's go to Cam and Eddie. Cam, what's
happening? Hi, Cam.
Yo, how y'all doing today?
We're good, great. Man. What's going on?
We're good, doing good. Can I ask y'all a question real quick?
Yeah, ask
what's
us a question.
What's y'all job, what's the definition of y'all job like?
What do you mean?
Y'all like job, like what?
Oh, what y'all, sports talk like radio host / broadcasters.
Okay. Did y'all watch the first USA game?
Team USA?
Yeah. We watched it this morning. It was actually on in the break room before the show.
Okay. Was y'all on Twitter?
No.
After the game, during the game?
Not really.
Where are we going with this? I'm just curious.
Okay, I'm getting there right now. So did you see how the whole NBA Twitter came together and was on the Warrior side about how trash Kerr is? Why is he doing these four-guard lineups?
Oh, God, you should have let him go. I wanted to see where he was going. I was like,
my guy is cooking. I don't know what.
I don't know where he's going. So the NBA World came together.
Two exhibition games end.
And we're saying how trash they are. Even though they blown out Canada and Australia. Okay, they blew a little 20. How's blowing a 23-point lead on Steve Kerr? They won the damn game.
Well, Chuck Daly never called a timeout during the entire 1992 Dream Team run. Did you know that?
I don't think Kerr called a lot. It was mostly Australia getting Josh Giddey a breather because he was the only one doing anything on the team.
Oh, man.
And Patty Mills and Joe Hingles, who's like 50 years old.
Oh, man.
And you know how this works. These mediocre players from other countries turn into Superman when they play us.
Call's not good. You need to contact Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain at flowingwater.net. Where were you on Twitter during the game, our broadcast?
I was like, did I tweet something? I don't even remember.
The NBA world was saying Steve Kerr was trash. Okay, great. We're back on that hype again.
Well, that Steve Kerr is
awful.
Well, he does love, you know, 3-4-5 man guard lineups.
Man. 49ers. Let's just go there. I think we've hit the limit. It's getting a little wacky out here in these streets. Feels like I'm on psychedelics right now.
Possibly.
That's what happens when you let Tony into the room.
Oh, well, I love me some Tony.
I am contact
happy with Brock Purdy. All we're missing is BPA.
Do you think Brock Purdy came off good or bad on the receiver dock?
It came off fine. By the way, let me get this read in because I forgot it. Don't forget all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Well, I thought you were going to go Debo, because the first thing I see here, and we'll get to Brock, but I think he came off fine.
I think
Purdy came off fine. Debo, I thought, came off fine.
I thought Debo
came off as a savage.
I thought, if anything, both Debo and George Kittle came off way more beloved. My appreciation level for both players has only increased.
So, Pro Football Network, whoever they are, PFN, I guess, they picked the most overrated player at each team. And, you know, they picked for the 49ers, the most overrated player on the 49ers. They said Debo Samuel is the most overrated player on the 49ers. Debo appeared to emerge as one of the position's best in 2021, but ever since receiving a massive payday from the Niners, Samuel's production has fallen off a cliff. In 2021, Samuel hauled in 77 catches, whopping 1,405 receiving yards, 6 touchdowns. Each of the last 2 seasons combined, he's totaled just 1,524 receiving yards. It's safe to say that Samuel has become overrated at this point. Other overrated players: Cardinals, Kyler Murray, Leonard Williams of the Seahawks, Deshaun Watson of the Browns, Trayvon Diggs, Cowboys, Jamison Williams, Lions, Christian Watson, Packers, Gabe Davis, Jaguars, Christian Wilkins, Raiders, Chargers, Joey Bosa, Kyron Williams of the Rams, Bucks, Baker Mayfield. I mean, if you watch the receiver doc, and if you just watch the games, and if you watch the way the Niners kind of construct their game plan, how the hell can a network like Pro Football Network say that Debo Samuel is the most overrated player on the 49ers? Like, this is a joke, Shasky.
Well, who is?
It's not Debo. That's for sure. It's not Debo Samuel. Could it be Kyle Juszczyk?
Well, I guess maybe because of the money that he's being allocated, we're going to slice and dice him.
But when you watch that receiver, Doc, don't you see his value to the football team?
I mean, the Philadelphia game alone was one of the most incredible. Like, and I remember coming in the next day feeling so good, and there was so much charged into it.
Yep.
When you watch it back, he took some slants straight to the house. Straight to the house. Some screens straight to the house. He played... It was probably one of the greatest. I'm going to write a check that I need to go out and cash games that I can ever remember. All time. Any sport. How about, what do you think?
The next week against Seattle, he had a monster game. I totally forgot about it.
I did too. I did too.
I mean,
but the Philly game, he ended them with two giant 50-yard runs.
He had a hat trick. Had a hat trick against Philadelphia. And then when you get to the NFC Championship game, I forgot he had the 9 catches in the NFC Championship game. So... No, Debo's not the most overrated player. This is just ridiculous. But you know what? People are bored. Because I'll let you finish here, but before we move on, ESPN left Brock Purdy off their top 10 list in quarterbacks. And you guys all think I hate Brock Purdy, but I have Brock Purdy. You asked me a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. where you at Brock Purdy? I had him at number 6.
Okay, who are their top 10s?
Mahomes, Burrow, Allen.
One second. Right. Mahomes.
Burrow.
Allen.
Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford. Justin Herbert. C.J. Stroud.
Stroud already.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Rodgers still?
Jared Goff.
Goff?
And Dak Prescott.
Okay, so, all right, so this is, Dak's put up some unbelievable regular season numbers. There's no way. Current Aaron Rodgers hasn't thrown a pass in 2 years. Yeah, I'm good off that. C.J. Stroud and Herbert, I'm not saying that they're not really good players. Like, Stroud's done it 1 year. And the same thing I said about Purdy the year prior, hey, do it for a year. Purdy's now done it for 25 games. Purdy should be higher than Stroud.
When has
right
Justin
now.
Herbert done it?
I'll give you this on Herbert. Coaching matters. I want to see what he looks like with Harbaugh.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Goff? I watched Goff in the second half, and I like Jared Goff a lot. I'm taking Purdy over Goff. He's had signature playoff wins.
Dak Prescott?
Dak Prescott is the sole reason the Cowboys have lost 3 consecutive playoff games.
And we apologize right now for the technical difficulties on YouTube. We're trying to get that back up and running ASAP. It always happens during our show for some reason. It's really weird. Somebody just pulls a plug.
I thought being middays we would get away from it, but nope.
Nah, can't let us get too high.
Purdy should be at minimum 9.
So
at minimum.
These are the conversations people have. Number one, Debo Samuel, the most overrated player on the 49ers. And then Purdy not top 10 quarterback. Both of these, I just want to throw in the trash. Do people not understand the value of deep? Brock Purdy said it after the Jacksonville game. He just calms us in a huddle.
Well, I mean, Kittle's talking about it in the wide receiver doc. He goes, it's just so much of our offense is based off what Debo's going to do because it forces teams to move left and right wherever he is, and it creates mismatches across the chessboard for Kyle Shanahan to play with.
It's a Pro Football Network. I don't even know what to say to this. It kind of makes me laugh when we've watched every snap of Debo Samuel since he's been a member of the 49ers.
Look, no, there are times where his injury history frustrates me because it's his style of play. And Amon-Ra St. Brown spoke to this. Yeah, I got to get down a little better. I need to do a better job of getting down. Availability is very important.
Right.
And I would say to Debo, as he's moving forward, and look, that Thornhill hit, that kind of ruined his season, if we're being real.
Right.
The one Thornhill hit was very, not that bad. It was just
spot.
Yeah. And
the right
he's like,
spot.
I've never had a stinger. This is Debo. Had a stinger.
Debo.
And his whole entire arm went numb because it hit a nerve.
And then in the Green Bay game, same thing happened. Jair Alexander gunning for that shoulder. Boom, he's knocked out the game. So that's the only knock on Debo, is that he gets hurt.
Because
he's such a reckless and physical player.
He brings so much to the table.
But
the
he's your identity. Think about the Niners' identity, Shasky. Sorry to cut you off.
I'm with you.
So
I'm with you. Everybody's been ready to move off Debo, and at times I have been too, and I've been critical.
Right.
But when I rewatch that doc again one more time, and maybe it's just a little too player fan fictiony because it's through their prism. But it's like, dude, this is like an all time Niner. I'm not ready to move off Debo yet.
Me or George Kittle for that matter. But because some people have George Kittle as being overrated, but here's Jeremy Fowler.
We could say he's overrated. He's also awesome.
He's awesome.
He's pretty freaking awesome.
Again, you throw the ball to Debo Samuel 5 yards off the line of scrimmage, and he could take it 80 yards. How many times do we need to say this?
Look at how the other players from other teams react to him.
Yeah, exactly. Debo gets attention. Now, Jeremy Fowler, back to Brock Purdy for a second, because we're going to go through this again over and over and over. Jeremy Fowler, who ESPN Jeremy Fowler. That's what he had to say about Brock in his ranking. Is this in the NFC West or just the NFC? Let's hear it.
Brock Purdy, 17-4 as a starter, already 4 playoff wins in the MVP conversation, led the league in QBR last year, so one executive put it best. He's not quite good enough or has the ability to be above some of the top guys, but you can't leave him out of there either because of what he's done. So that sort of leaves him in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Number 4 in the NFC. This is a guy who could still make a major jump.
4th best quarterback in the NFC. So Jalen Hurts is at Philly. We got Jaden Daniels in Washington. He's better than 3 to 4 quarterbacks in the NFC East. NFC South, you got Baker. You got Kirk Cousins. Who you have in Carolina? Bryce Young. And I'm missing one quarterback.
Derek Carr.
Come on. NFC, NFC North.
It's down to Stafford, Hurts. And then I'm not putting Jordan Love ahead of him yet.
Let's talk about it on the other side.
All right, I'm not.
Plus, we get the Philbo Mike. Philbo Mike's in the building for a little breakfast, for a little brunch with Bonte and Butcher here on 95.7 The Game. That's right, we're all jacked up this week. We're all jacked up. Willard and Diz from 6 to 10. We're on from 10 to 2. Steiny Goo from 2 to 6. Presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Brock Purdy, 4th best quarterback in the NFC? We don't know all about that.
I smoke with Mike, though.
I feel like a beached whale.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Steiny and Goo, here's Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
You had to go there?
I just want you guys to talk about me the way you talk about Mike Florio.
What did I miss? What I heard Ushasky say is, you had to go there.
I feel like a beached whale. That was the thing.
No, that wasn't it.
So watching that wide receiver doc, do you think Mike Florio was feeling like super validated as he had made multiple comments, quote unquote, this is his words, not mine, that Jimmy Garoppolo wet down his leg?
Martellus Bennett?
No, it's what Mike Florio said.
Oh, yeah, the Green Bay game.
You think he was watching that whole Jimmy G thing thinking,
That's where Florio and I got into it at. So I was like, if you're getting 70 yards a pop, why throw the ball if you don't trust the quarterback? Makes sense. Run the ball down their throat. It's more demoralizing to a football team. Is it not?
I'm so ready for football.
Is it not?
NCAA comes out today. I'm going to be downloading that as soon as I get home.
You know what?
Somebody got the hookup on that? Hit me up. Butcher Boy 415.
Look at you begging for things again.
I'm teasing.
See, you got to be like me, man. Just sit back, be player, and the connections will come. And the links will get dropped. And the freebies will happen. It's got to be smooth about it.
You going to run Florida State?
I'm going to run all kinds of teams. Florida State, Cal. I'm going to go.
Oh, you're going to resurrect Cal?
I'm going to resurrect Cal.
That's a tough job.
I'm going to resurrect. Oh, Florida State's going to be so fun. My boy DJ's playing quarterback at Florida State now. You know that, right? Remember, I love DJ coming out that Notre Dame game?
A lot of people did.
I was like, this guy's up. He's better than Trevor right now. I was yelling at him. Ukulele?
No, well, that's not how you say it.
So,
is it DJ Ungulele?
I think it's Uyagulele.
Oh my God, you butchered that
I think
one.
Yours is way off.
Yeah, that was way off.
It'd be funny if that's actually how you pronounce
sorry
it.
Sorry to YouTube. Of course, it's down right now.
We're back up now.
Oh, we're back up. Oh, okay.
We hopefully got everything fixed.
Oh, okay, cool.
Shout out
Tim Jordan.
People are asking, Joe, how do you play video games with a little one? Well, that's what the bouncy thing is for. And then the second Michelle gets home, I can hear the garage door opening, and I pull him out of the bouncy thing. And I'm like, well, I've been holding him the whole time.
Team do what it else? Yeah.
But that's not all the time.
No. You know what I do? I play with baby Chez on the iPad, and I just have conversations with her. And I walk back and forth. I use the pause button. I use all of the play clock sometimes between plays
to make sure we get some stuff.
I love to hear those conversations. See, Chez, this is the play call I'm going to go with here because, you see, they're going with a cover 3 defense.
No, I get her into it. I was like, look at my guy dance. I get a first down. I do the dance. Like, start dancing. She's going, Papa, he dances. I'm like, yeah, let's dance. Then I call my play, and I get him in. I try to get 2 games in a day. I try.
Try to get 2 games in a day. God, I haven't dedicated enough time to get 2 games in so long. I miss those days.
And then baby Chaz left me alone on Saturday. Oh my gosh, I got a couple games in on the Madden.
Yeah?
I got a lot of things done. I cleaned that a lot. I was folding clothes when everything happened in Pennsylvania live, and I got the breaking news. I was like, damn. What is going on in this country? Anyway, let's go to Philbo Mike. What's going on to Philbo Mike?
What's up, buddy? Mike?
Hey, what's up, man? I like this. I can't wait to hear the crossover. That's going to be sick. It's going to be different. But I liked what Nahegan, he switched up the lineups. He had somebody with someone else. Yes, I like that one, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I was with Kolsky and Lodeal.
Yeah, that's lit. Y'all gotta jack it up that way next time, too. But anyway, Pro Football Clowns, because that's what they are. It's not a network. If it's a network, it's a network of clowns. Straight up. Because, first of all, you got to know football, right? And so I got this term I call if yik yik. You know what that means, right?
No.
If yik yik. If you know, you know. Debo is one of the best football players on the team. He's the most overrated Niner. The key word, football player. We're not talking running back. We're not talking receiver. We talk about, hey, pound for pound, let's play some football. I'm taking Debo. I'm taking Big Trent. I'm taking Kittle. I'm taking Greenlaw. Football players, man. So the Pro Football, it's not Pro Football Focus. The NFL Pro Network and clowns need to get it together and understand that Debo's just a football player, man. We ain't trying to say who run the best route. And I know he's heard a lot of talk about that this summer. He's been in the lab all summer, as Guru would say. So I can't wait to see Debo go do a crazy route. And in that Philadelphia game, I watched it back, almost brought tears to my
eyes,
man.
Feel me?
Oh, man.
Hey,
it was great.
Hey, Philmo, real quick, as we're talking about that Philly game, if you weren't a Niner fan, I know everyone knows Brock got hurt or whatever. I know they built it up, but I don't think they gave enough of the backdrop of how those two teams truly hate each other.
I mean, they really don't. They really do not like each other, and I love it.
Me too.
I don't know why they wasn't a Philadelphia game on the schedule, but we'll get them in the playoffs. Yeah. It'll hurt them even.
No doubt. You know, and that's why, Philmore, thanks for the call,
so
man.
Good.
You know, that's why receiver Doc, and I know we can get into this here as we end the show. To me, a loss of steam. They left a lot on the table.
Okay.
They should have emphasized. Well, they did a little bit with the Debo and Bradbury trash talk, and Debo
had no regrets,
whatever. Yeah, not enough.
They just kind of like a little locker room talk. Yeah, it was worse than that.
It just wasn't. And then when you get, and I'll just say, I won't spoil anything, but I was disappointed with the ending.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm disappointed with. Look, I'm being real when I say this. We should have been in there. We helped spark the Philadelphia thing. Yes, the players are the predominantly,
but we're
in there.
Wait.
I'm on the front lines getting beers thrown at me.
We should have been in there.
We should have been in the build up to the Eagle game. They should have had some of our voices in there. I'm just keeping it 100. All right? And this is why the Curry doc is slightly better for me. I knew you'd love that. I knew you'd love that because I was going there and you didn't see it coming.
No, I saw it coming.
You were gonna smile.
I swear to God, when I finished the doc and I was just kind of thinking about this show.
I was kind of ticked we weren't in there.
No. And I was like, this is where I thought about it, because our man Rob Brooks over at NBC Sports Bay Area on Niners Pre and Post, his voice was in there, and I saw him tweet out, "The streets are saying my voice is in a Netflix doc. I need to get paid." And I saw that tweet and I liked it. I said, "I guarantee you." I said, "Babe, I'm going to read this tweet to you, and I guarantee you Shasky, when his doc is over, is going to be ticked off that our voices wasn't in it."
I'm 100%. At least I admit it.
I know.
You're not mad that we're not in there?
No, I don't care.
I'm like, Doc, no, we should have been in there.
I'll be honest, at the first episode, there was a voice about like Debo or something. I could have sworn it sounded like yours for a second. But
really?
It was like... The Netflix subtitles had like Commentator 2 or something like that. I'll have to go back and rewatch it.
It sounded similar to yours,
but I don't know. Maybe it wasn't.
Love
you.
It. All black people don't sound alike.
No, it just had. It wasn't
working. No. I know you are. I ain't kidding. Listen. I've already outkicked my coverage. All right. I've already exceeded expectations. The Curry doc. Frant Waters hype video getting ready for the NFC Championship game.
I was part of Patrick Bailey's Instagram
post. Patrick Bailey's, see?
That was forced to be removed. The Giants thing, the Niners thing.
The Niners thing they removed.
The other station wasn't happy.
Yeah. And the Niners thing that we set the tone with for Cowboys week. I'm good to go. Charles Barkley told me I asked him the best question ever. I made it. I'm good. So I'm not disappointed about being in the doc. I don't really care anymore.
No, I want to be in there. I'm not going to lie.
How about this one?
Because one day this thing's going to crash and burn, and I just want to be in as many things as I possibly can until then.
Well, the streets got to know who the morning roast are. Trust me. The streets know. By the way, real quick breaking news here. Large Frank, Clippers GM, says the Clippers were disappointed in USA Basketball's decision to pivot from Kawhi Leonard. Frank said Leonard looked good in the first few practices, and there was no setback. Frank says he understands USA has to do what it feels is best, but he felt Kawhi could play.
I'm coming. He could barely walk. Dude. He was limping in the hotel.
He always limps, though.
That's not good.
I mean, no, I know it's not good, but Kawhi's been limping since like 2017. He's been limping since like 2017.
Let me ask you this. If we're going on form,
right?
Form, the last 2 years, are you taking Kawhi or Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown.
Exactly.
They didn't take Jaylen Brown. They took Derek White.
But like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Save Mart Lucky California? We haven't done this in a while, Shasky. The crossover. We've got to do it. It's coming up with Stiney Guru next on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Steiny and Guru, here's Vontae and Shasky.
Big shoes to fill, Steiny and Guru from 10 to 2. All the calls, all the fun they have. Shasky, how do you think we did during the afternoon? Day one of this switch.
On the morning roast scale or on the Guru Steiny scale?
Both. I want to hear both scales.
I mean, I thought it was a B-minus normal show for us, but for them, it was probably a C.
No, you guys were great. Steiny, you're B1. Yeah. I'm a roaster. You guys were great. But how's your body clock?
Oh, I'm way off.
It's off.
Way off.
My body, I woke up naturally at about 3:45, went back to sleep at about 4:30,
And it comes running in at 4:45. Wake up. You're going to be late. And I'm like, dude, I'm 10 to 2 this week. Let me sleep. So then I went off at 6:30, yeah. Stayed in bed till 7. And I just like cruised into the day. It was great.
I love it.
I'm
not a fan.
Why?
Because right now I'm very tired, okay. Which I normally would be, and very thirsty. Which I normally would be.
Yeah.
And I gotta gut it out. Yeah. But that's all
right. Are you guys going to the cafeteria? I'm feeling ahead of the game.
What about the cafeteria?
Yeah.
Is it closed for you guys this week?
I'm gonna try out.
That's a lie. I call cap on that.
No, seriously. Can I share a story that happened with me over the weekend?
Absolutely.
So you guys are the jurors right here. I think you all know me. I try to tend to be real, but Tyshawn Jackson, Union City's finest, had his third annual domino tournament.
Okay.
Well, it was bring your own bottle. I stop and get a $60 thing of Patron. True story. So I need your honest answer. So he's got drink galore in the
bottle. Okay. Let me pause you.
Go ahead.
Okay. So
the big bottle.
Well, the big bottle's 100 something.
Well,
you're thinking of Don Julio.
Yeah,
you're thinking of Don Julio. He's got Patron.
Okay,
Guru's still drinking Patron. The kid's drinking Don Julio.
I like the Don Julio big bottle if I'm going to have to
keep it. He's drinking Patron.
Yeah. So, you know me, I got bottles at the house. I couldn't get to the house in Sac, so I said, I'll get it. Scotty knows this. I brought you bottles.
How many people are there?
At least 45.
Well, I saw 49
and these are all old school friends that know me, and we've grown up together. So I was proud that my bottle was getting taken out of the box with all the other alcohol that there, and they were having a tequila tasting. So they had you fill out, you tasted all that. I had Patron. I'm so proud they take the Patron out of the thing. It's half empty.
What do you mean?
The Patron had been hit. So the bottle that I just purchased was half empty, Steiny. Oh, so everybody's watching and I'm proud. Like, I brought that. Wait, it's half empty.
You bought one that
a brand new one.
No.
Yeah, see, I'll call a cap on that one.
Goo.
See, this hurts.
Goo.
Some of my friends were laughing and I'm getting madder.
So you regifted a half-drinking bottle of tequila.
Exactly. Who keeps the, if it were old, who would keep the box? Pachaski? Why would I tell on myself and do my friends like, you don't believe. See, this is why I brought it up.
Was there plastic around the top of it?
The top was still there, so people were like, you can't even finish the rest, but it was half full.
Did you drink it?
No, we poured it out after, because I was, to show them I was for real, I bought this. I wouldn't bring a half, why would I?
Well, why didn't you take it back?
Well,
and say,
you know what?
I got hosed here.
I was in Castro Valley. I got it in Union City. I won't say where, but I was so mad at my comrade. They were laughing like you guys are laughing. Like, you know, you know, insinuate. You probably just who would do that to themselves?
I know some people, and I've been in some old bachelor parties where people pulled some wild shenanigans.
I'm proud.
I had a guy bring spiced rum,
and they go, Guru is half. I said, oh my God. And it had the tape on it. So something happened.
Huh. Duct tape?
No, you know the little stuff that comes
the
in.
The plastic.
But just tell me you believe me.
I don't believe you at all.
I do.
Because I've been in that situation.
I've been in that situation.
It's an outlier, but it's.
I don't believe you. Because I've been in that situation. I myself and then keep it in the box.
Guru.
Who keeps old Patron and the box?
Guru. I had a buddy that kept vodka in a water bottle in his trunk. So I've seen it all.
Oh, boy.
We're always balling on the budget.
Yeah, but
$60 is a lot of money for some alcohol. And we're used to, here at 95.7, we get all these free bottles. We're not used to paying. So I think, Guru, you're trying to pull a fast one, like, oh, I got this bottle.
But the fast one would be on me getting embarrassed in front of everybody that was looking at it come out. I'm like, take it out.
What does 49er Frankie think?
I called him just a minute.
Speaking of which, 49er Frankie's listening.
What's he saying?
And Google forgets that 49er Frankie and I.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Jury's still out on that bottle. Question mark.
See, that's what I'm hanging with the wrong crew. So, if the jury's still out, Steiny, I'm telling you the
same
truth.
Same jury from OJ's case?
So you went into the store.
You bought a box.
From my guy who I know at the store.
So what do you think happened?
That they got duped and didn't know it. And then when I got it, I was so far, and I had a couple, you know, we were doing a tequila tasting. So the first thing was not to get in the car and take it back.
Sure.
It was just, I was so embarrassed. And then Silk Bassey's girlfriend goes, you better pour it out if it's been messed with. Yeah. I said, you're right. So I poured it out.
But wait, if it hadn't been messed with, like the seal would have been broken had it been messed with.
It was on there, though. not on there, if you know what I mean.
It had been messed with.
No, yeah,
you it's like Uber out. Eats. You know, once that stapler package has been, you know, compromised.
Why would I go to that extreme? No. I'm going to see him today, and we'll have a little talk.
The whole thing's sketchy.
Probably give you a bottle
why
there.
I'm bringing this up is I got no benefit. A few people gave me the benefit of the doubt, but my buddy's snickering and laughing like, why would I do that to myself?
I have an empty bottle. Sounds like 49 Frankie's not giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Whatever.
And that's like your brother.
You just said straight up, no, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe you, Cool.
I feel like it's on the fence, but Stani, you're my guy.
Sounds a little fishy.
That is just ghetto.
So we got a cousin, and I'm going to put his business out there. I got a cousin.
He shows up
to like house parties and he'll bring like a couple of tall cans for himself. And I'm like, that is the most selfish thing that you could do. I don't even drink anymore. I'm like, what?
You think I love it for yourself.
Like if you come into a party and you're having a big party, let's say it's a domino, poker, whatever, family party, you bring a couple of things. You bring a case of beer or you bring a big bottle or whatever. And maybe it's the kind that you like and people will be, you know, I guess they're not going to like steal your liquor per se. But yeah, if you bring it, everyone's going to share it, right?
I get where you're going, Chef.
This guy brings tall boys and he's like, those are mine. These 24-ounce tall boys are mine. That's the most selfish. Also, cheap. Yeah. Am I wrong?
Oh, man.
If you're brown bagging it in your 30s?
Is it better to come empty-handed?
Almost.
I think in this situation, it's better to come empty-handed. I kind of agree. I don't have time to stop by the store. I apologize. Yeah. Maybe just throw $50 on somebody's bottle donate to the party.
Exactly.
That's the best way to do it. Now, Duke in the City, our man Duke in the City, who freestyles, certainly the mobile text line, wants to know where this store is.
It's in Union City. I'm not going to dime out
now,
the
what
store.
What is there, about five stores in Union City?
Eight stores.
All right. I'm sorry, Union City.
But what I'm irritated is some of my friends, they were laughing as if I would do that to myself. And if it were an old bottle and I was trying to pull one over, who keeps the box that he goes in? Come on,
did it feel lighter when you grabbed the box? Did it feel as heavy?
No, it felt like I was proud. It was on display. Sun's gleaming in, shining.
See, I personally would have been mad.
Oh, my God.
Look, I've turned into a bougie guy. Don't judge me, guys. I'm Gucci. Bougie Bonte. I would have been like, you brought Patron. Nobody drinks Patron no more. That's the first out.
Well, I mean, the one
that don't hurt me. Yeah, but I got Patron, B. That's what I did.
I mean, you either got duped or it was a great ploy to make it seem like you got duped. In other words,
much effort goes into that?
Well, not a lot if you think about it. You're late to the party. You have a half open bottle that you know you have. Wink, wink.
Put it
back in the box. Oh, my. That way you save, what, $60?
Norm and Daisy raised their son better than that. You always bring something.
So, let me get this clear. If you're presenting in court, all right, your story's already all over the place because you said it was untampered, the plastic was on it, and then in the middle of the story, you said that the cap or whatever was compromised.
Well, no, the seal was compromised. It was like it was slinky. You could tell it had been open, but it was on there, wrapped up. So whoever did what they did, put it back on there.
Right.
Huh. And I had some people, that shout out to a lot of them, they were like, "Good, we believe you." And I was like, but my other friends were like, if I really got, dude, that's embarrassing. I was embarrassed, Butch.
So how'd you finish in the domino tournament?
0-2, and dominoes are just, for the people that think they're dominologists, it's one of the flukiest, luckiest games.
It's all about what you pick. It is. You're right.
And there's strategy to it, because you can count cards
based on one, Butch, there's strategy. But when it's cutthroat, like the guy that advanced couldn't stop his man, but he still advanced
because
he was
piggybacking.
No!
There's a whole aura of, like, you're playing four mans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a whole way of playing dominoes.
Yeah. 300. Cool, my boy Kane won. He won the $300.
I like this. That's fun.
Okay. Domino tournament. G4
truck driver. Yeah, truck driver.
Oh, nice.
Did you play 150, 200? What was each table? Yeah, okay.
So that was good.
How many houses?
No, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it does sound fun.
Until you lose.
Or bring the bottle of Patron that's been compromised.
I poured it out.
Now, did you go piggyback on somebody else's tequila and start drinking other people's
tequila? We're family,
of course.
It was a plethora of everything.
Was there food?
Oh, good Lord, everything. Whatever you wanted.
Was it at somebody's house?
Yeah, my boy Tyshawn.
Yeah, the backyard looked good.
No,
they had a pool back there?
Yeah, no pool.
Did I miss this?
I saw it on Instagram.
Huh? Yeah, people say I'm doing too much Insta, but yeah, I just try to share where I'm at and have fun.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No, I did like the little 49er Frankie in the corner. I didn't see the video. I was like,
Stani did win his golf tournament.
What'd you do this weekend, Stani?
Oh, boy.
The golf tournament.
Golfed.
They told me not to ask you about the tournament.
Who did? Dibs and those guys?
Oh, no, not Dibs.
Dibs played too?
No, not Dibs.
Yeah, Dibs was in this tournament.
How'd he do?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
That bothers me. How do you not know?
He seemed really happy to stick around for the standings.
Oh, so you pulled a Rory.
Yes.
You got out of there.
That's a three.
There was a reason. I had to get home in a hurry.
No, I get that. I'm one of those. When I have to go, I get in the car and I go.
Unless you're the winner, though, but you'll stick around.
10-01, we're like, hey, we're Shaskey. We're talking about tomorrow's show.
My time is my time.
He's already getting a haircut somewhere.
My time is my time.
I love it.
I mean, I actually said the one guy, we came off the course and there were like 40 guys, you know, eating. I just said, hey, Jay, I'm going to say goodbye to you, but I'm not calling around.
Oh, you're an Irish goodbye.
Hey, great to see you. Great to see you. Great. Congrats. Good play. Hey, that's an extra 22 minutes.
You're right. That happened to be at Fremont Bank last week. I said, I'm going to get out of there about 6:20, get back home. I'm tired. I didn't leave till 7 o'clock.
Oh,
and then I see Guru and Evan in the parking lot. We didn't leave till 7:20.
Oh, boy.
That is bad. That is bad. I guess I'm supposed to read the legal on time. See,
yes,
you guys
all
know, I never read the legal on time. We wait till like 7 minutes after, because Slubman is always like, gotta do the legal, gotta do the legal.
You got
the
film on my drop.
Yeah, gotta do the legal. And I'm like, do you have a buffer? We have a buffer from 55 or 5 minutes before the top of the hour until like 2:10. So you got a buffer to do the legal, but I'll do it right now.
Listen to 95.7. You to do the legal.
Listen to 95.7. I like his better than yours, Guru. I do like it.
Time for the legal.
Yeah. KGMZ, FM, and AC1, San Francisco. Nazi Sports Station, always live on the Free Odyssey app. Don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let me guess, you guys are talking Copa America Euros 2024. That's what's going
on. That was brutal. People act right, man.
Yeah, that was.
I want to ask you guys a better question.
I'm just joking, Chef.
All right. If we were to do a draft right now and go around the room, you get four players each to represent your team for a home run derby, all-time players. Steinmetz, you have the number one pick.
Wow.
Matt, who you taking?
I take Reggie Jackson.
Really?
Yeah, and I know he's not.
I love that. That's just my favorite player.
Yeah. One of my favorites, so okay. I take him. I mean, I guess you should take I know who next, but...
Now it's Guru's turn.
Willie Stargell.
Alameda,
yep.
Bonte?
I guess I'll go Bonds.
You gotta
go. Wow, that's a good
I was gonna go McCovey, but I go Bonds.
Home run derby. Old school, new school rules? Do we have it determined? No. I'm gonna go... You gotta go... I mean, Albert Pujols, right? Home run derby? Albert Pujols.
Has he won any?
Doesn't matter. I'm going Pujols.
But that's a good call. I'd rather have Griffey. There's like 15 guys I'd rather have.
I got to have Pujols. He still hit the farthest postseason ball. Brad Lidge, that ball still hasn't fallen.
How could you not want Pete Alonso?
I don't want him.
Griffey.
Man. What about Willie Mays?
Yeah. Mark McGwire.
Not wrong.
660 homers and missed a couple games.
Give me Juan Gonzalez.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, geez,
I like that.
Mickey Mantle?
Yeah, he was clean.
I love you, Barry.
Well, Mickey Mantle, the video came out last week of Mickey Mantle saying, you know, I look back on my career and I really shaved years off my career for how he partied.
Yeah. Wow. What about
Griffey's not a bad one, though.
Great one on YouTube, Uncle Looney, Josh Hamilton.
Oh, Josh.
Sad.
Yeah, demons.
Sad. Yeah really
what
sad.
What about the light-skinned guy? Sosa.
But he can hit him in front. Sosa's a bad
Sammy
dude.
Michael Jones. Yeah.
So what's your favorite home run derby? Because you're like me. I know Goo. I feel like a child when I watch the home run derby.
Stan's a good one.
I'm going to say my favorite one, because I don't like, they shortened it this one, which we like. Hello, Earth, to everybody, because that'll help us. But you know, one I don't have one that just jumps out at me.
So Bonds versus McGwire for me is one of my favorite ones.
Has it lost its luster, home run derby?
I still love it.
I think that's when Bonds said, I'm going to go add something to my game.
100%.
Which is the one that was in Denver? Was that last year? Or Coors Field?
A couple years ago? 2 years ago was in Denver.
That was a great one.
Was that Vladdy Jr.?
No, it was the
good call.
Alvarez, I think, was in it. Who's the catcher for the Royals? Perez.
Salvador Perez.
He hit a bunch, but I think Alonso won it. But Evan, you were at that one, right? It was in Denver. No, he's not.
That's the one you're picking.
Vlad won last year. The Denver one was won by Pete Alonso. Yeah. Dodger Stadium 2022, that was won by Juan Soto. Then last year's Vlad Jr. in Seattle.
And then Griffey was at Wrigley, right? Bonds was at Philly. I'm just off the top of my head.
I'm mad I don't have one. Damn.
Really?
Yeah. Favorite home run derby? Ooh, I don't know. I don't know. I can't recall a lot of home run derbies, to be honest with you.
Well, the one McGwire versus Bonds was the one that just in my head.
And that's
A's
when
versus
Barry
Giants.
Said, I'm going to the lab.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Robbie Abreu had a really good one. Remember he had a good. Where is he at? Was he at Yankee Stadium? Yeah, he like had one of the worst second halves of the season. Is that Comerica Park, Detroit? Really?
Aaron, I'm surprised Aaron Judge isn't on the short list of home run hitters.
Is Aaron Judge not being in a home run derby equivalent to LeBron never doing a slam dunk contest?
I would say hell yes.
Wow.
Did he give a reason why?
No, LeBron, what's his reason why?
Because they're struggling. Big Volpe yesterday. They're struggling big time. And Saturday. 9-4
Oh, Judge did do it?
Yeah, Judge did in 20. He won the 2017 one at Marlins Park.
I don't even remember that.
I don't remember that.
Who won the one at Oracle? Was it Vlad Senior?
07 was Vlad Senior.
Vlad Senior?
Yeah, in an Angels Oracle jersey. Park? And then remember, right. Ichiro led the game off with a triple or an inside the park home run.
All right, what about this marketed deal? Where are you guys at with this? Because I know you guys are big hoop heads.
I was, he had made fun of me. Malcolm X, by any means necessary, but if you're telling me Pods, Kuminga, Moody, and then that's too much.
Wait. You just screamed at Bonte last week, to hell with the kids.
Yeah. And then I heard you to shoot me on the air. He said, Guru, if I took all of this Mushatsky, all of his Warrior takes, they're all over.
Well, you guys always react to new information.
But this price.
I know what Stoney goes through on a daily basis.
No, this price is too much. Moody, Kuminga.
What's too much for you?
Pods, Moody, Kuminga.
What part is?
And the one, the
pick swaps.
Who's the deal breaker?
Is it Pods to deal breaker?
No.
Is it Kuminga?
No, it's three guys that could possibly start all of it for marketing, who I like. But damn, you're giving away the whole squad and the future. That's just me.
You can't give away those three guys and multiple picks. I mean, I'm not sure I would do it either way, but I'm not. I might do future multiple picks, even though I hate that. I probably wouldn't do that either. But it can't be both. They can't take three of your young players and two of your future young players in 3 or 4 years.
No.
It's got to be one.
Because Kuminga's almost worth two players if he pops.
But here's the other thing. I wouldn't be necessarily against getting those three guys out of here. If you could, you better be sold on Markkanen. But you're going to have to pay them all anyway.
He's going to make, like, Markkanen, if the numbers are going to go in this direction, he's going to want somewhere between $45 and $60 million a year. Like, look what this new television deal is giving. And that cap's going to go up. That CBA is going to alter because of the money that's coming in. They get 50% of it. They split the pie. The numbers are going to go up dramatically. He's a $50 million a year player.
And you're probably going to give Kuminga, who's not finished product, $200 million at least.
He's 21.
Let's say if they do the deal, this team currently constructed, are they better than if they do the deal and bring in marketing? Because right now, the tiers of free agency, like you bring in marketing and you get rid of all these players. Are you better with marketing joining this team?
I
don't think so.
And those three guys are no longer with you? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, Kuminga is going to make, you figure if he gets extended this offseason, he's going to make 30 plus right there.
Easy.
Well, the one thing I saw, and I don't know if Bonte, you can help me with this one, but so marketing's making 18.
Mm-hmm.
They can extend him, but they have some constraints. But they could extend him starting at 33, I think.
33,
they give him a $15 million raise. What if they, on August 6th, extend Markkanen, and he makes 33, 36, 40? Now, that's not a terrible contract for a guy like that. But I don't know what the Warriors want to do right now.
Will Kuminga be a bargain at $30 million over the next couple of years? See, I'm under the impression at that with the money flying. Guys going to be making $80 million. They're going to be making $80 a year at some point with this new television deal.
Emmanuel Quickly.
Oh, my God.
He's making like $50 million a year.
Barnes.
Emmanuel Quickly could come in here and shake everyone's hand and no one would know who he is.
Or is Kuminga going to see Franz Wagner, who was selected?
Yeah.
What a sign. A pick after Kuminga? Who some of the Warriors brass really liked? He's getting big time money. What is it, 250?
But Bonte, to answer your question so Joe can make fun of me, I would do it just because I think it would give us a better chance than what just running it back like it looks like they're going to do. And I could be wrong. I want to be wrong. But I like marketing. And you took Wiggins, Draymond, Steph, and TJD. Let's go.
Well, you see Steph today. Oof.
Yeah.
Struggled?
Oof.
Well, what'd he do?
He did that. It wasn't his best game.
What'd he do?
He looks tired already.
How many turnovers?
They won barely against Australia.
Did they have to bid Steph Curry?
Needs more help on Team USA?
Did they have to bid Steph?
I saw none of it. I just saw he went 1 for 6.
One for six from three.
All right.
1 for 6. Yeah.
Giants letter grade first half. Even though it's not technically the first half, they played like 100
games. I've been waiting on this. I'm going D+.
I respect that.
Why D+?
Because you got a over $200 million payroll.
the bottom line was just Operation Playoffs to me. And the offense, when everybody's healthy, there's too many times bases are loaded, less to one out or less. They don't just, it's not a turnstile like I like. I'm holding the injuries against him. I'm not going to say, oh, the injuries are. It is what it is. You're three games under. You play good at home. But other than that, to be three under with what you went and bought in the offseason, I'm sorry. I don't like it.
I give him a C. Just, they've just been so, C minus, actually, because they've been just a little less than ordinary. I mean, they've really, to me, they failed, at least up to this point. They're not only not good, they're not compelling. Okay, they're, you know, this is going to be just like the Warriors. Steiny, but they're only three out. And I'm going to say, but goo, they're in 11th place in the National League. Yeah, and that's,
it's the Marlins and Rockies.
That's the way below. We're going
to
do
it. You don't want them to make it, if I'm correct.
No. I just look at it this way. And, like, everyone's going to talk about playoffs. That is not the litmus for success for this team, given where they're at right now. Now, is that a step in the right direction? Of course. But, like, to me, it's more important. Wow, Ramos is an everyday player. Bailey's an everyday player. That's two out of my eight everyday players.
I disagree with this because we've been saying the same thing the last 2 years. 2022, wait till the guys come up in 2024. 2023, wait till Luciano and Hunter Bishop and all these guys. Kyle Harrison, wait till they come up in 2024. How many years are we going to go by saying, well, look at the future here. And if you're Farhan in that seat, I don't care if he did sign an extension or not. You got to think that seat is very, very hot. With the way they've spoken to the media, the way the announcers have talked, the owners talked, Farhan's talked, they've got to make the playoffs.
Yeah, but what he said Thursday, Farhan basically blaming it on the players, I'm like, that's a guy, and I said it, that's a guy that feels like he has job security. Oh, you know, it's on the players got to do their part.
I think they'll clip him.
Farhan,
if they don't make the playoffs, I think he's gone. I don't care about the extension or not.
I don't feel that.
I think he's gone.
I think he deserves to
They've
be.
They've lost
they it.
Steiny, you talk about this all the time. They've lost the sizzle.
Yeah.
This talent used to be popping. Now, I'm watching Friday night. I'm saying, well, watch a receiver, Doc. Wow. I'll watch something else. I'll play video games.
The Camilo Duvall blown save the other day would have been, what, 2 days worth of shows? Am I wrong? No, right. That's 10 years ago.
There.
What?
I feel like something in the clubhouse is following him out there. Like, there's a disconnect with the camaraderie around him fitting in with the team. You can be like, ooh, it's just I just feel like something's up. And that day I said Matt Williams looked at him when he blew the Yankee game that Sunday.
Oh, Matt Chapman,
there's something, and I think he's taking it out there. No excuses, but something's eating at me. Like,
he doesn't throw strikes. I mean, he's like,
but he used to. When he's on, he's phenomenal.
He has been not that good for 2 years.
There's such a war in 2024. Like, let's just be real.
Think
about this, Shasky.
And that's what
sucks. You say, we got pillars in Ramos and Bailey.
Got two guys
Do you want to go through another September of meaningless baseball?
No, they need they six can't guys, afford though, that I like.
They can't afford to go through
and
September.
And the Luciano debacle, that's what it was.
The bat is killing it at AAA. These gloves, he's in a position.
What's going to get him back? Like, where?
I don't know. He doesn't have a position.
Right field.
He's in a position. They don't have a shortstop. How can I take a team as a playoff serious team with no shortstop?
That is wild.
I think we're supposed to say bye-bye right now, right?
Okay, there it is.
12-12? Bye-bye.
Whenever
2-6. You guys want to let us borrow 10-2 for about a month?
Goo, you're guilty of puffing off the top
month
of that bottle.
Come on, Steiny.
Stop, that hurts.
You love 2-6. Steiny can play golf in the morning, come in the afternoon, cafeteria 6 o'clock at night, stay away from home, don't have to go home till about 8 o'clock, go to bed. You're all good. Let's borrow 10-2. For a couple months.
I'll think about it on 95.7, the game.
There you go.
That's our signal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.